AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 151 people are still missing. 10 people are dead from last week's condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. The search for survivors continues. This is day five. Ray Jadala is Dade County Assistant Fire Chief.
There's a misunderstanding regarding that everyone believes that the search and rescue operation should cease after a specific time, and that's far from the truth. In the end, there's numerous variables and facts. It's not based on opinion, it's not based on time. It's not based on, you know, a specific area you just happen to see on TV that went down. It's based on variables and facts.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says now is not the time to focus on blame.
That's an issue for another day, because right now we have two issues. Number one is to pull our family and friends out of that rubble and reunite them. Number two is to support the families.
Families of some of the missing rode buses to a site close enough to watch the intense rescue effort. President Biden orders airstrikes against facilities used by Iranian-backed militias in the eastern border area between Iraq and Syria.
Targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia group responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. It was the second time the Biden administration has taken military action in the region since he took over earlier this year. Newly formed Tropical Storm Danny gaining strength as it closes in on the South Carolina coast. Top sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Forecasters say the center of Danny should make landfall this evening, then bring heavy rain, possibly as far west as northeastern Alabama overnight. Portland, Oregon should set its third straight all-time record high today. Forecast calling for a high of 114 degrees. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump's business could be indicted later this week in New York.
There has been a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization's business affairs, and a vote on an indictment could happen this week. Trump Organization lawyer Ron Fischetti told the AP prosecutors told him former President Trump will not be charged at this time, but the investigation continues. Former prosecutor and FBI agent David Shapiro says it's easier to indict companies rather than individuals.
Sometimes you know the act, the final acts are wrong, false tax returns, but you don't always know who really pulled the trigger on submitting it.
Ron Fischetti also told the AP he can't say Donald Trump is out of the woods yet completely. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge in Washington rules antitrust lawsuits brought against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission and a coalition of state attorneys general didn't have the evidence to prove Facebook was a monopoly. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.